Okay, this is called Haibun Yera. Haibun is a kind of a Japanese poetry that's very small. It pairs a little, very poetical prose piece with a haiku. And that was an idea that I really loved, but I knew that it wouldn't be, come on in, we're happy to have you. I knew it wouldn't be broad enough for my subject matter. So I set up some demarcations for myself, some rules. I wanted to have a little prose piece that would explain a lot and convey a lot of information, nothing more than 300 words, and I would pair a 12-element poem with that. So each of these really is a pair of poems. And I'm going to start with...
You think of the prose pieces as poems? Or like
I
prose
do
poetry.
Think of the prose pieces as poems. I tried to make them, as a matter of fact, as I read this prose piece aloud, I hope you can hear the poetry and the music in it, because I didn't want it to be just dry essay type of thing. I wanted it to have a music of its own. Acequia Madre. As the snow caps on rugged peaks of the lower Rockies melt in New Mexico's vernal sun, rivulets begin a journey down their destined side of a great demarcation, the Continental Divide. The shining trickles grow to rivers and thread the desert floor on pilgrimage to the Pacific Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico. Woven into the riverbanks, forest borders called bosque promenade willow, cottonwood, and plum. These sinuous oases support life of myriad forms amid unforgiving terrain of arid soils and infrequent rain. But it is water, awa, around which all else revolves, survival, community, culture, wealth, and law. Indigenous Pueblo people once plied tree-snag plows and wooden hoes to harvest life-giving flows of Rio Chama, Rio Grande, and Rio Pecos for sun-drenched fields of blue corn, beans, and squash. 12 centuries later, vestiges of their work remain. The native stone-lined canals have been upgraded and renamed in lilting Spanish phrases, but their function stays the same. Hispanic colonists call them acequias, and that term lives on, but in the modern parlance of New Mexicans, ditches is the name by which they are known. Mother ditches, feeding baby ditches, are known as acequias madres, and they thread this mystic land that is so deeply imbued with veneration of the feminine, where, to this day, women plant a child's umbilicus beneath stream-fed tree or bush to seal the baby's bond with Mother Earth, where changing woman brought forth the hero twins to help the Dineth vanquish Cloud Swallower, a monster who drank the heavens dry, where, on a shaded plaza, the visage of La Virgen de Guadalupe, carved into a century-old cottonwood, turns toward a fountain gurgling beneath a chiseled stone cross. There are notes for the companion poem I'm going to read. In the Tiwa language, there are no personal pronouns. A woman such as Neosete, who is my first speaker, would speak of herself as a woman. She would not say I. Her entire song is what she would have spoken aloud. And Sapina translates as woman veiled in clouds, known today as Mount Taylor that we saw over there. And El Sekir is the overseer chosen by La Camuna the community of irrigators to regulate distribution of water. And this very early term has come down to us and changed a bit. It means about the same as today's mayordomo or ditch boss. Okay, two songs to the mother. One, Neot Sete's offering. Beneath a juniper, a woman plants the cord of birth to bind to Mother Earth a newborn son. Sapina, hear the water song that flows in dry seed gourd. Delight in raindrop dance of fingers on the deerhide drum, where tassels float in prayer over hills of young blue corn, release refreshing waters to waken sacred loam. Two, Consuelo's prayer. Virgen de Guadalupe, this Baco widow kneels. My womb has borne no sons to tend my late husband's fields, yet my toil finds its defender in the courts of Spanish custom. El Sequier deals honorably. I will receive my dole. I am shielded from the greed of my neighbor, Mondragon. A candle for you, lady. Agua flows to Baca soil.